Hey, I'm Terry Molinaro, and I believe that we as the body of Christ are here for such a time as this. I love to say this, blessed to be a blessing, that we are called to be a light. And look, friends, if we don't do it, if we aren't the light, who's going to be the light? The body of Christ has always been a house of action. And hey, who says we can't have some fun along the way?
Terry, it's Ryan Seacrest. You're in broadcast. I'm trying to be in broadcast, but it's something in common. Good luck to you, Seacrest out.
This is the Church Acts Podcast. Hey, welcome back to the Church Acts Podcast. Today, you are in for a treat because for the second time, I am joined live in not studio, but from our kitchen table, which we did get a new one actually recently.
New to us.
A lot of people have some very strong opinions about this table, like a lot of actual items in our
house. I have a lot of strong opinions about some items in our house.
Yeah, with comments like that, you know it's my wife, Magdalena.
Hey.
What pieces of furniture do you have the strongest opinions towards?
If you know me, you already know.
Yeah, it's definitely our couch.
It's our couch. It is an ugly floral print.
Yep. Ugly floral print. But you know what? It's sturdy.
And it was free.
It's sturdy. So I feel like that's you're like, you know what?
It's a weird compliment to give to a woman.
That's a good looking lady, you know, real sturdy. I believe the prop was a big bone. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no.
What are we talking about today?
What an episode. But no, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, nothing wrong with that. Actually, there's some people at our gym. I'm thinking about one person in particular. And I don't want to make this sound weird. She's like an Amazonian like build. Like, you know.
Blue pants girl?
No. She just looks strong. She's like, just like. Strong, like he, like big, like muscular, like you know, just Amazonian vibes.
I dare you to say that next time we're at the gym.
Can you imagine?
Does anyone else have like weird names for their gym people? Like we have one guy, like the guy that's all over the place.
Yeah, it's true.
The grunter.
It's true. But this is more going to be like a casual episode. We just wanted to talk about a few things. There's been some things that we've gone through recently when it comes to opening up our home, and some cool things have come out of that, and that kind of ties into some things I want to touch on you know, at a later date. So I thought that we would jump in, and I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because I spent so many years in radio, but whenever I get behind like the podcast microphone and I just start talking and I have it like all set up and I'm watching the levels go, like, honest to goodness, it just feels so right, you know? And I think like in full transparency, as people on the podcast know, like, sure, like you leave, you know, a career after so long, you know, almost 12 years. And it's exciting because I went in to do my own business and that's what I'm doing. But at the same time, like there's a lot of uncertainty that comes with that. It's not just all gold, and maybe at a future date, like I'll really get into that more, but, you know, there is this sense of, man, you really, it's easy to put your identity into something. And for that thing, like, especially at the end, I was really owning like broadcasting and stuff, and to have that taken away suddenly, like to literally be conditioned to write hours and hours of shows every single day for over a decade. You know, I have like even the full, all the documents too. Like we can go back and do a show from 2014 and I could just like do it right now. And I could tell exactly what we were talking about. Except it was weird back then. I had this like weird phase in radio where I didn't really know what I was doing, but I thought I was funny and I just went for it. And no one, oddly enough, no one called me on it. Maybe it was working, you know, but it was fun. It was fun. I don't think, I feel like now this is turning into like a brag session on myself, but I remember just the way that we did things. Like, there was just such grace for the season. Like I remember realizing we were kind of scattered and it was just kind of a time slot that they threw someone into. And I was like, you know what? I think that we need a name. We need something that we can just kind of all like rally around. And the show was called like The Slam. So we called it like Slam Nation. And then, you know, all these different faces and names. But now I'm going down memory lane and that's not what the show's about today. But anyway.
It's still good.
It's still good, right?
The exciting beginnings.
There's been some really cool things that have been going on. We decided to open up our home. Mm-hmm. We did that last fall. I don't remember the last time you were in a podcast, but I'm assuming it was a while ago.
Pre-Christmas, I think.
Pre-Christmas. So this would have been pre our course then, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to do Financial Peace University for those who have not heard of it.
We love Uncle Dave.
We love Uncle Dave. We are a big fan and he gave me a birthday shout out and I tried to make it part of the podcast intro, but it was weird because he just was like, happy birthday, Terry. Proud of you, man. So I wanted to take the proud of you, man, but then there's no context. So he said, Terry. So I might do some deceiving slices there. Terry, I'm proud of you, man. Uncle Dave. and then just him yelling about the wussification of America or whatever. Yeah. But anyway, we did Financial Peace University and we saw some like really big things, like some cool things have happened.
Like in our life, but I think specifically in the people that were coming. So for those of you that don't know, like I said, we've opened up our home. So we were kind of hosting similar to a small group, but not really. And we'll probably get into that in a couple of weeks or Terry will. But we decided we saw a need that people in our group were talking about their finances and wanting to get it in order. And we were going to do FPU on our own. And so we thought, hey, you know what? Why don't we do this as a group collectively? And there is something about when people come together and walk through life and journey together. And so we doing this course, it was like week after week hearing testimonies of people who were showing up consistently and putting into action what they heard.
Mm-hmm. Sitting on our ugly couches and all. You had to endure it.
Sturdy couches.
Sturdy couches. Big bone couches.
But yeah, some of the testimonies were crazy. Like somebody, a friend of ours, she started putting stuff in order and like, you know, finances, like her, she got a job. She got a pay increase. She had like a match for, what was it? An RSSP, like for retirement. So it was just like all these things happening.
RSSP.
Yeah.
Yeah. For 401k equivalent in Canada, if you're listening from the States. And us, and then it just one thing after the next, someone ended up like paying off her car. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you're talking about, she got a raise. Like that is not the headline.
I was building up.
Yeah. So someone paid off her car and like other stuff. And when you really take charge of your finances and when you try to do things God, when you try to do things like God's way, it's amazing what happened and it happens. And it's amazing. Like the opportunities, we even noticed that in our own lives.
Yeah.
You know, when we got really serious, when we got married and we're like, you know what? Just recognize that we didn't want to be in debt. We didn't want to live like that. And just incredible provision where I'm pretty good with doing budgeting, but there'd be times and I'm like, I don't even know how this is possible. And pardon me. And like, we're just paying off like so much stuff. Mm-hmm. And it just is like at the end of the month, it's like, wow, how in the world were we able to just pay that much off in debt when, you know, nothing was really changed, but I don't know. I don't know what to say about that one. Maybe it's like you're finally paying attention, but
well, I was thinking the really phrase cool I think is actually energy flows to where attention goes. Is that the phrase? But I was actually thinking like, man, like money flows where attention goes.
Yeah, it's so true. Where's it been going recently, Magna? Sephora?
I want people to, I want to make a note that was not just for me, that order.
Yeah, I think I might be allowed to use a moisturizer once or twice.
Oh, please. That's yours, anyway. But continuing.
But yeah, so that's been like really cool. We went through that. And then we had the second time we did this, it was back to back. So we took a break over Christmas time. And then we started something called House Church, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So that's just like a small group that we meet at our houses. And yeah, people have been coming and that has been really exciting. Now, it's like more than just a small group, but the mentality behind it is more than a small group. So we'll get into that maybe not today, but another time when we like officially do that. And I have the, I did an interview not too long ago. It was like a 3-hour interview with the person who kind of like spearheads this and is doing some really crazy things in India, crazy, awesome things in India. So we'll get into that later because I know he explains it as well, but yeah, we opened up our house and because of that, we've been seeing some really cool things as well, which kind of leads us to, pardon me, one of the things that I wanted to talk about today, because this has just been like, we're just kind of going back and forth talking about what's been going on in our lives. Mm-hmm. But there's been one thing that you were talking about today from someone that you met with, one thing that I thought about recently, so much so that I had this thought, I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll even write a book about this one of these days. You know, because it's right there with faith and like, I don't know, like personality and stuff like that and kind of like the mindset stuff. But we've noticed a lot of people And we're not going to spill like any tea here, but, you know, coming into house church, but even people we've been speaking to, and everyone has their problems. This is just called life. Mm-hmm. And we noticed, though, a difference sometimes in couples, sometimes in individuals, where it's like you can almost tell when one person is really going to overcome and one person is really going to, you just do all that, you know, God has placed on their hearts and they have to do on their hearts. And you can tell who's not necessarily going to do it right off the bat based on some certain things. And you pointed that out. So why don't I just like throw that to you to kind of like explain that a little bit.
Can you give me some parameters? What do you mean to explain?
Well, what have we been noticing?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, looking at certain people, like sometimes it seems like, oh, you're casting a judgment based on personality. And it's like, no, that's not actually what we're talking about. But we've been noticing this trend and this pattern with people that we've been encountering in ministry circles, like I said, in the groups that we've been, you know, sometimes within our friends, sometimes within our people that are coming to our house for house church. That there seems to be, you know, let me phrase it like this, I guess, is more of a question. Like what makes somebody an overcomer or a person of action, and what leads people to do that? You know, one of the stories that we were talking about in the last couple of weeks is even growing up in youth group. You know, I have a couple of friends who, you know, quote unquote, we all seem to be on the same page. You know, we go to church, we believe in Jesus, we're pursuing that. But then fast forward a decade later, and it's like, how did some of us end up walking away from faith altogether? And some of us are closer, in our walk with Jesus, some of us are still kind of wrestling through it. And it's like, what are those defining things? And I think what we've been seeing across the board is people who are actively taking action consistently. Mm-hmm. Consistently taking action is maybe a better way to say it, versus people who just kind of get stagnant, who aren't necessarily making those choices. Like we've seen these people who just become relentless in pursuit of overcoming or taking action or finding ways to move the needle forward, even at the expense of being uncomfortable or being anxious or whatever it is that they're facing, just that decision to keep moving forward. Those are the people that we're seeing a lot of growth.
Like massive growth, but I think more than just growth, like I see them going towards like really overcoming whatever it is that they're going through. And there's maybe 3-4 people at the top of our minds right now. And it's like everything from some mental health things to spiritual things to like long rooted like things to even educational things, just bettering themselves. It's not just like all spiritual, just even practical things as well. Actually, back to that person. And I'm so sorry, like I'm clearing my throat like a million times today, but it's okay. Back to that person financially, they were doing so amazing. But like I think one of the massive reasons and one of the reasons that we ended up winning in that area is because we just said, okay, we're just going to do this and we're just going to submit to the plan and we're just going to do it. And the person who was winning financially, they did the exact same thing. You know what? I'm scared. I'm doing this though. And some people are kind of like, oh, like, I don't know. I'm just going to kind of do my thing. Actually, if you're a fan of like Dave Ramsey, he goes like Dave-ish, you know, where you're just, you're like, you're kind of like doing the plan, but you're not like really doing the plan. And that's just been the same thing all across the board. Like we've noticed people are kind of like, I know that I should be doing better in this, but like, I'm not really going to. But then these other people are just like committing to things and they're just throwing energy, like you mentioned, and intention behind it. And they've actually been going out and accomplishing like all these massive things. So it's been really, really cool to watch.
Well, yeah. And I'm just thinking if somebody's listening to me like, well, you know, that requires work and I don't know if I'm ready to do that. Like my encouragement would be to just start showing up. You know, if you get an invitation to something or surround yourself with really good, godly people who are taking action, because there is something that is contagious when you're around people who are doing it and sharing testimony and taking action. There is something really powerful about that. And we've seen that time and time again, even in our own lives. Like, wow, there's such, like, we cannot underestimate the power of just showing up consistently. What that looks like, even in people's lives, like on the leadership aspect of what it looks like to be someone who is a constant for people, consistently doing the work, consistently, you know, we talk about going to the gym, but then, you know, even in people's lives, like when you're just a constant, whether that's, you know, checking in or bringing, you know, a word of encouragement, whatever that looks like, there is such power of just showing up and then from there taking action.
Mm-hmm. So just encouraging people to get around some people, the mm-hmm. the movers and shakers. Who are the people that are doing things? Like, who are the people you want to attach yourselves to? There's one mm-hmm. person, and they were, they kind of reminded me of this, and they wanted to be around someone because even though they didn't see necessarily the outside, and this person didn't have the results mm-hmm. that maybe would be conducive to like a mover and shaker, there's something about their personality where they said, I want to be around them. And so I'm going to make room to be around them. So not to get too far off track though, but even for people who would say, well, I have no idea who to talk to. I have no one around me who would be able to help me with anything. And, you know, all the excuses people do, but, you know what, who are the people like that you can listen to, whether it be like audiobooks,
yep.
Read, you know what, this is a massive way. Like someone has spent years of their life compiling their best ideas and they put them in a book. They didn't yep. do it. Like, sure, you have like some people are just ridiculous advice and sometimes it overlaps, but then like there are so many books where it's just like straight up gold.
Yeah.
Because people went through it. So it's like, that's how you can learn until you can get in front of the right people, mm-hmm. you know? And there's actually a lot of great people out there. We just kind of got to get out and get around people, you know? But it's so true. That's a great thing. Just like really going and doing something. I think that we can so easily drift towards just being stagnant. Mm. And when we're stagnant, it's like hopelessness comes in. This is a big one for me, mm. you know? Like sometimes even in this new season, you know, you could be efficient and do all your work. And then you have some time where you don't have someone saying, you have to do this, you have to do that. So you just kind of, what do I do? Mm-hmm. And when I'm at my worst, I feel like it's just because I am just stagnant, you know?
Well, there's a quote that I can't remember if it was John Bevere, whoever said it, but
don't be stagnant.
No, but the quote, something like this, that all it takes to drift is to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if you picture yourself in a boat, you know, and the current's moving, it's true. The moment you stop rowing, the moment you stop putting in effort or doing anything is the moment you begin to drift.
Mm-hmm.
And hopelessness comes in. But what could that look like if you, and again, it's maybe a cheesy picture, but if you had people in your boat that even when those moments where you maybe feel like you're a little bit tired to have mm-hmm. that community to stir you on, to keep carrying you, to keep rowing with you.
Yeah. You know what? It's something so powerful. Like, I don't know if I need to say this, but there was a recent statistic put out, and this was an American podcast. I think it was like 7 million able-bodied men who are able to join the workforce or just choosing not to. Mm. I know there's some people coming out of COVID where it's like, well, we got these checks and stuff, and like, I don't really know. I don't want to do this. But I'm telling you, there are probably some people that I would imagine are really struggling with mental health because they're just yeah. at home. You know, when I'm having really difficult times because I'm just like by myself and I'm feeling just kind of like, you know, like I like there's no purpose sometimes. As soon as I get out of my front door, it's like something happens. Mm. And as soon as I'm around people, it snaps me back and calls me back to who I am because I'm no longer alone. I'm like, I'm contributing. I'm out there. I'm in relationship. I'm in community. So it's so true. Like inaction is a very scary thing.
Yeah. And to do it alone, it feels even scarier.
Yeah, it's true. It's very, very true. And so let me ask you then, based on all of that, so maybe that's the takeaway for today. If people are feeling like a little bit hopeless right now, mm-hmm. if they're feeling like, I don't even know what to do. I don't even know. Like, I know that I want to be one of those people that you're talking about, like whether it be that girl with her finances or someone else who's moving stuff forward spiritually or with my mental health or whatever. I just don't know what to do right now. Like, what would you say to them?
I think there is something really practical of where, you know, where do I start? How do I take action? How do I get moving? And I would just say, like, just start. Well, what does that look like? Well, I think it can look like a couple different things. Like for you sometimes, and we've talked about this, just getting out of your house, like getting out of the routine. If you find like, you know, if you're in a place where your mental health is really, really heavy, you know, and maybe even talking about spiritual stuff just feels like too much, then you know what? Maybe that just looks like going for a 5-minute walk each day. You know, just move that mm-hmm. little itty bitty bit. Just start mm-hmm. moving towards something.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Do you mind if I could jump in really quickly there?
Yeah.
Because I feel like when you start moving towards something, this is the way that it's always worked for me. I know that where I am, because it usually starts with a feeling, is not, there's something off. Like I feel like maybe I'm off track. But when I start moving, I don't necessarily know the answers, but I know that by moving, those answers are going to come.
Right.
You know?
Right. And just getting out of their routine, right? Like hopelessness, hope deferred makes the heart sick. And so sometimes we need to just take a moment of action right here and now. And there is a lot of correlation between moving our physical body and that moves, you know, like mm-hmm. our mind and our heart, all those fun things.
Yeah.
In terms of finding community, and I think I have used this excuse often and maybe even complained to you of feeling like, where do we find like the people that we are, but for us, you know, the people that are encouraging, the people that are trying to invest or stir mm-hmm. up others. Like, how do I find someone like that for me? And then it's actually that simple of, you know, sometimes reading a book, of course, there's great wisdom. But for me, it's podcasts like this, where there are people that I admire just having conversation where I feel like, you know, I'm looking at two empty chairs at our table. And I just almost imagine when I'm listening to those podcasts of people that inspire me, when I get to hear them talk, you know, not necessarily preaching, but just having life conversations. I imagine I'm sitting at the table and I'm gleaning from their wisdom. And even today I was listening to a podcast and I was like, man, I don't even know this girl, but she inspires me, and hearing her talk and share some stuff just fired me up and reminded me, like kind of just stirred up that little bit. And I think sometimes we love to have the excuse, well, nobody's seeking me out. Okay, mm-hmm. well, then you seek someone out. And if you can't find someone in your immediate friend group or family or community, greater community in whatever context that looks like, well, who are people that inspire you, you know, big name or not? Find people that you can listen to.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And then you can always just try to pull it out of yourself as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like if there's literally, because I'm sure there's some people where it's like, okay, you have no idea. My family are just wild. Okay. I'm Italian. So I understand. And, you know, actually, I got a pretty good family. I got a really great family. But there are some Italian families that I know. And I'm like, woo, woo.
Amen.
Man, could have been mine. Could have been mine. You know what? There's we always joke around that the Italian love language is just passive aggression and like
pasta. A lot of cheese.
Anyway. It's true, but sometimes if you're like a self-starter too, maybe you need someone to just say, hey, listen, you might not have anyone around you right now, but be the person that mm-hmm. you know, you wanna meet, you wanna be around that next level. Like, what would they do?
Right.
And that kind of bounces off of your thing where it's like, okay, well, listen to these people, find them out. Okay, well, this person that you admire and what they're doing, how did they get there? Obviously, they weren't just sitting around doing nothing. Mm. What did they do?
That's key.
You know, what is it that they are currently doing? What are their routines like? Who do they hang out with? You don't necessarily have to take absolutely everything. And I think that's a mistake people, mm-hmm. you know, can do because it's like, oh, I'm going to be a purist and I'm just going to only do everything that they do. But no, look at the general, like they are disciplined. Mm. Maybe that doesn't mean that you're going to the gym doing all these things. Maybe it's not for you, whatever. Like do your own things, you know, but take from that, you know, how does discipline look in your own life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're always learning. Well, how can you always learn?
How can you get moving? Not just in a physical sense, but what can you do to not drift?
Yeah.
What can you do? And not to sound like the pastor at the table, but it is what it is. I think we can't neglect like the word of God. We had this conversation with mm-hmm. a friend this past week and, you know, talking about putting on the armor of God. And I'll use that was kind of the example. And she's like, oh, I just kind of, you know, I read that and I metaphorically kind of believe that I'm putting those things on, which is great. But then there's something powerful when we actually like begin to pray that out over us. And so talking about stirring it up within ourselves, like we're human, but how much greater is the Holy Spirit working within us? And then when we can partner with what the word of God says about us, not to read it so boring, like I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Okay, but pray that over you, like turn that. And what does that mean? For me, that would look like praying out like in the name, like I can do all things. Magna, you can do all things because Christ is within you. Terry, you can do all things because Christ is within you who strengthens you. You are the head and not the tail. And just start calling out these promises and these identities that the word of God says. Don't just read it as a blanket statement, but like, you know, even in Psalms, like the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? Okay, that's great to read out, but then declare it, like when I walk through darkness, God is my light. I am not alone. He is my fortress. He is my stronghold. Who can come against me? Who am I afraid of when God is for me? Like begin to declare that over yourself and stir up that hope within you, because sometimes other people won't be around to do it for you, and we can't we can't neglect mm-hmm. the part where the Holy Spirit's within us and stirring that up
too. And that's obviously going to lead to action too.
Absolutely.
When you start doing that, because you're being called back to who you really are. Mm. Because whether you realize it or not, you might not be speaking them out loud, but when you are, like the example I gave before, when you're at home, when you don't know what to do, all of a sudden the hopelessness comes in. Well, guess what? It might not be audible, but inside there's those little voices going, mm-hmm. I guess this isn't working. You know, mm-hmm. Can I tell you, I was so fired up when I was leaving the radio station to enter this next chapter, to do my own business stuff. And there, I was so excited for a long time and I'm still really excited, but that does not mean that sometimes like hopelessness does not try to come in and little, what did you do?
Right.
Actually, that has never come in, but like, because I'm like, this is amazing, but more like, okay, well, do you know what to do? Like, are you right. capable of bringing this to the level that you want to bring it? So it's like, we do have those voices, which is why it's so key to even just counter that mm-hmm. with just speaking the truth out.
Yeah.
Because actually, I think that we can start to agree with those internal voices. Mm-mm. And that's actually pretty far away. Like if God was right there with you, I'm pretty sure he'd be speaking some very different things over you, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And even other people.
Yeah.
Some other people have more faith in you. Sometimes the enemy has way more faith in you than you do, which is why he's sending stuff to just stop you and maybe sending that hopelessness.
What a shame. What a shame it would be that if we never lived up to our potential in Christ and the enemy knew more about our potential than we ever did.
Well, I feel like that actually happens all the time. I feel like it's happening right now to probably billions of people. And there's a reason why so many people have no idea and it's such a foreign concept. Like, what was another study? Some people don't even believe the enemy even exists. And like, so how are you supposed to resist something you don't even feel exists? And all the problems that we're going through, right?
That's a whole other podcast.
Yeah, like this is, we should have made more notes. We should have. This is why you got a plan, but it's so true. Like there are voices that are speaking to you, even if you don't believe that they're speaking to you, and they're very subtle. And sometimes the enemy's voice actually sounds like your own unbelief.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I feel it today. Why don't you feel it today? Guess what? If you look outside, today is literally the exact same. The sun rises and sets just like on the best day of your life. Mm. You have the same resources, the same blessings, the same people around you. So what's the difference between today that you're not feeling good and then the day when everything's just working out, you know?
Yeah.
Last time I checked, God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
There you go.
Not as a cheesy phrase, but legitimate truth that he is always, always good.
It's true. And so as we close it off, that's something to remember too, that on the base level, you know, God is good. God is good and is good to give you the wisdom that you need to do the things that you need to do. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you just need to, like you said, spend time. We need to get into the word. We need to be taking actual devotion time. So we can actually have the capacity to call greatness out in and of ourselves and then actually take those thoughts and then turn them into action like we were talking about. And we can go after what it is. If it's finances, if we feel like it's crippling debt, if whatever it is, you know, and then not knowing the entire path, but just really believing, hey, God is for me. Because we just got into the word. I just got spent time in prayer and I'm feeling these things to do. It's on my heart. It's burning within me. Then go forward and actually do them. And then I think that the answers will come as you continue to just, you know, step out in faith.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I always say whenever I'm like usually praying at church, it seems to always come out my prayer. But, you know, we serve a good God with good plans for our good future.
And it is true. So, you know what, wherever you're at in life, I know that this was kind of an unconventional podcast and we're just having some discussion, but thank you for joining us, because there are good things that are happening. You know, there are good things and sometimes we need to seek them out as well. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're just complaining all the time from your basement or wherever, like, and you're not actually getting out there, are your solutions going to come to you? God, I need someone. I need people. Listen, are you going anywhere? Mm. Because that'd be kind of weird if some people just showed up in your, you know, living room, right? It happens to me all the time when I find out that Megan has a leadership meeting that I'm not prepared for.
Well, to bring it full circle, I'm sure, you know, that individual that was with us doing the financial course, you know, at the beginning probably thought, this probably won't change my life. I don't know if it's going to make a difference. And now, months later, they can look back and
completely say, completely different.
Wow. All of those moments, because I first took one step to just say, I'm going to commit to this 9-week, however long, however many weeks it was, this 9-week course, I'm just going to commit to going.
Yep.
That turned into, I'm going to commit to the process. That turned into, I'm going to commit this as a lifestyle. I'm going to commit this, my finances unto God. And so all of these tiny yep. little steps change. But I guarantee in talking with this person at the beginning, I was like, you know, I don't really know if this is going to do anything, but I'm going to mm-hmm. commit to going.
Yeah. Well, they didn't actually even know how much debt they even had. There's a lot of stuff at the beginning, but it was just that first step.
That first step.
Doesn't it really just come down to faith then?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Just faith to start walking towards a direction, you mm-hmm. know, maybe someone is in their house and we don't want to give them a hard time. And like the truth of the matter is, like, we might make it seem like, oh, it's so easy mm-hmm. to go to the gym and it's so easy to, you know, be these people, blah, blah, blah. And you might have preconceived ideas, but every single person on this earth that they are human too. Everyone is going to experience highs and lows. Doesn't matter how many resources you have or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But it's the spirit and the will too that you need to call on yourself that's going to make all the difference. So then that's a great practical piece of advice. I know we already said that we're closing or whatever, but you know, just in true, and I'm not even the pastor here, but maybe that's a thing. Like, what area of your life right now do you really feel needs change? There's something there where it's like, I just feel like there's something more for me in this area, or I feel God calling me to step away. What tiny thing can you literally do right here, right now, that will start putting you to position you on that path?
Yeah.
You don't need to know even necessarily the next step.
Yeah.
You don't even need to know the end game, what you're going to do, how you're going to get there. You know, just what can you do to just start leaning in that direction, walking in that direction? I think that when we start doing that, when we start even just thinking in that direction, maybe it's just as small as that, start thinking thoughts of freedom, even if you don't see it.
Mm.
I think that your mind is eventually going to line up with your spirit
yeah.
and then it's going to activate your faith, which is going to activate a miracle in your life.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Magdalena, thank you so much for joining me once again.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's been good. We're going to do it again sometime.
Hope so.
Listen, I'm not even going to edit anything.
Oh dear.
It's just going to, it's all good.
Bye.